I'm here today in the Glasgow office with Bill Duguid, Managing Partner of Ryden. Bill took over the role of Managing Partner from Fiona Morton back in July as part of the company's three-year plan for growth. How have your first few months been in the job, Bill, and what have you been concentrating on?
Well, I've really been concentrating on getting around all our offices and just, the staff all know me already, I've been riding a long time, but just introducing them to the plans we have for the next 3 years and reassuring them about the direction we're going in.
So what is the direction you're looking to go?
Well, about a year ago, Mark Robertson, who runs our research part of the business, had indicated to us that he felt we were now in a proper period of recovery after a couple of false starts. And that prompted me to push the rest of the managing board towards a three-year plan for growth for the business. My main ethos within all of that is to try and bring better teamwork within the whole business, to grow the business beyond just organic growth.
You're looking to grow the business, I believe, in the north of England,
yeah,
is that right?
We've obviously got a very well-established business in Scotland, but we would like to grow our business in the north of England. We've had an office in Leeds now for around 15 years, and it's grown, and it grew during the boom period, and it's like everyone else, had to sort of take a bit of a knock during the last 4 or 5 years, but we've got some good people there too, and we just need to build up our resources there and bring some more of the service lines that we offer in Scotland to the north of England as well.
Looking at the macro picture in Scotland at the moment, how would you say the market has fared so far this year, and what would your predictions be to the end of quarter four?
I suppose it's a bit like the curate's egg. It's good in places. Clearly, Aberdeen at the moment is the most active area of the market in Scotland, and that's being driven by the oil and gas industry. Other areas, the main population areas, Glasgow and Edinburgh, have been more reflective of what's going on in the rest of the provincial UK. But we're seeing some substantial speculative development going on in Glasgow now, three office developments of over 100,000 square feet. I think I see Glasgow certainly coming out of that a little more quickly than Edinburgh. Edinburgh is a little more dominated by financial services, and it will take the financial services to get back on its feet, and that's perhaps going to take a little bit more time yet.
And a big year for Scotland next year with the Commonwealth Games, the Ryder Cup, and of course we've got the independence referendum in September
we've got the
independence
referendum. You know, we'll just have to see what the people of Scotland say.
What do you think they're going to say?
I really don't know. I think it'll be quite close, but I think, dare I say, that I would like to see us remain within the UK. That's my personal view, not the view of the firm, but I think that will be better for Scotland in the long run.